Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Hard Shoulder, with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
In the latest developments in the Enoch Burke case, the High Court has ordered his immediate imprisonment. To chat through this, I'm now joined by Newstalk's court correspondent, Frank Graney. Frank, you're very welcome to the programme. And the last time we discussed this case, it was off the back of comments that had come from the judge at that time, who said, I am not going to continue to send Enoch Burke back to prison. That is not how to resolve this, and it's up to the school, I suppose, to take a different approach here and perhaps look at bringing security to the school gates to see if that would somehow deal with Enoch Burke. So why the change of heart today from Justice Brian Cregan?
Well, I suppose there are so many judges that have dealt with different aspects in relation to this case, and nobody has really been able to figure out what to do with somebody like Enoch Burke. The court, in this instance, in terms of sending him back to prison, was left with no choice yet again. As we all know, when a court order is put in place, most people comply with it, whether they like it or not. And when they don't, the threat of being sent to prison, taking somebody's freedom away from them, usually compels a person to obey, but not Enoch Burke. He's already done over 500 days behind bars by refusing to purge his contempt of an order to stay away from Wilson's Hospital School, where he was dismissed for gross misconduct. When that didn't work, the court then took a different approach. They instead hit him in the pocket, fines, daily fines, €700 for every day he showed up at the school. That was later doubled to €1,400, again increased to €2,000 a day. But again, no joy. As it stands, he owes over €225,000 in fines. As you say, the school had to go to the expense of hiring security guards to keep him out, but to no avail. And the school, and it was a last resort, the school is at pains to point out that they don't want Enoch Burke to go to prison. But the school obviously felt that it was left with no choice but to seek his imprisonment yet again. And the judge, Mr. Justice Brian Cregan, certainly let his feelings be known in his judgment delivered today. Runs to 50 pages. It clearly won't get an opportunity to go through them all. But he said this case involves the most deliberate, sustained and concerted attack by Enoch Burke and other members of his family on the authority of the civil courts and the rule of law in this country. He said this aspect of the case is not about transgenderism. That's something that is claimed by Enoch Burke. It's about a court order, an order not to trespass the school. It's as simple as that. And he addressed Enoch Burke's trespassing too by saying there is something deeply unsettling about his presence at the school. He doesn't just trespass onto the school grounds. He goes right into the heart of the school, roaming around its corridors when he has no right to do so. He is a baleful and malign presence, an intruder stalking the school, its teachers and its pupils. But this, the judge said, is a deliberate strategy of Mr. Burke, a strategy of confrontation. Confront the principal, confront the bishop, confront the school, confront the security guards, confront the courts. And again, he was left with no choice, and it was a reluctant decision because the courts do want to look at other avenues, and they have tried, endlessly tried other options. None of them have worked. So he did agree to sign that committal order. So that means that Enoch Burke will be going back to prison unless he purges his contempt.
And what about his family members, Frank? Because I understand the court also feels there's a case to be made in relation to potential criminal contempt and how some of his family members, including his mother, behaved in court.
Yeah, that's right. The judge today directed criminal contempt proceedings against members of the Burke family, his brother Isaac, his mother, as you say, Martina, his sister Amy, and indeed Enoch Burke himself. And that is due to their repeated and deliberate acts of contempt in the face of the court. None of them, including Enoch Burke, were in court today, but on previous occasions, members of the family consistently disrupted court proceedings by shouting, interrupting, hurling verbal abuse at the judge and at barristers. Their behaviour was described as threatening, abusive, verbally aggressive. There were accusations of dishonesty and insults directed at the judge and to others in the courtroom. And the judge noted that their actions were concerted, organised, systematic, with various family members taking turns to disrupt court proceedings and to verbally abuse the judge. And the judge emphasised in his judgment that the Burke family's behaviour was not just a matter of individual contempt, but part of a broader campaign, he said, to disrupt and undermine the proper function of the courts, which posed a threat to the rule of law. And in conclusion, he found the actions of the family were unacceptable, posed a significant challenge to the administration of justice. And as a result, he invoked the criminal contempt of court jurisdiction and requested the Attorney General to bring proceedings against those named individuals of the Burke family.
So what's going to happen next then, Frank? I mean, does Enoch Burke get this opportunity now to challenge this most recent decision for the courts, or is he going to be just taken straight to prison?
Well, I suppose he's already been given that opportunity, many opportunities to challenge the courts or the application that was being brought by the school. So today's judgment is final, unless, of course, he decides to appeal it, which isn't beyond the realm of possibility. As I say, he didn't show up today. He also didn't show up at previous hearings in relation to this because he was at the school in defiance of that court order that was put in place remarkably back in the summer of 2023. In his absence at a previous hearing, his brother Isaac tried to make submissions on his behalf, but he was repeatedly told he didn't have a right of audience. So that order has been made on the back of today's judgment. It's in the school's hands. It's in the Garda's hands. If he hasn't heard the news by now, Enoch will no doubt be made aware of the order through other means. He can, of course, hand himself in. And if he doesn't, for whatever reason, once the guards get involved, one suspects that they'll know where to find him.
Frank Graney, thanks for bringing us that update.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.